close of November, Holmes and I sat together in silence all evening. He engaged with a powerful lens, deciphering the remains of an original inscription upon a palimpsest. I, deep in a recent treatise upon surgery. Outside, the wind howled down Baker Street, while the rain beat fiercely against the windows. It was strange there, in the very depths of the town, with 10 miles of men's handiwork on every side of us, to feel the iron grip of nature, and to be conscious that to the huge elemental forces, all London was no more than the molehills that dot the fields. I walked to the window and looked out on the deserted street. The occasional lamps gleamed on the expanse of muddy road and shining pavement. A single cab was splashing its way from the Oxford Street end. "Well, Watson, it's as well we have not to turn out tonight." Holmes lay aside his lens and rolled up the palimpsest. "I've done enough for one sitting. It's trying for the eyes. As far as I can make out, it's nothing more exciting than the account of an abbey dating from the second half of the 15th century. Hello, hello, hello. What's this?" Amid the droning of the wind, there had come the stamping of a horse's hoofs, and the long grind of a wheel as it rasped against the curb. The cab that I had seen pulled up at our front door. "What can he want?" I muttered as a man stepped out of it.
"Want? He wants us. And we, my poor Watson, want overcoats and cravats and galoshes, and every aid that man has ever invented.